Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, you may remember last year's flu season was difficult because flu shots, flu vaccines, didn't work as well as they were supposed to. In the meantime, we've heard recently of shingles vaccines and, of course, so many others. It gets a little confusing. Sometimes we aren't sure why we need them. So we've asked Dr. Deborah Buchan to join us to clear this up for us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Buchan.
Good morning, Tricia.
Dr. Buchan is an associate professor of medicine at SUNY Upstate and a general internist. Well, Dr. Buchan, I went to the CDC website, so that's the Centers for Disease Control, as you well know. I found a list of immunizations for adults, and now I'm even more confused than I was before, I'm glad you're here. Let's talk about what immunizations are and why they were developed.
Immunizations were basically developed to help people develop antibodies to protect them from diseases in the future, infectious diseases.
Okay, but how exactly does that work? So what we know is we get a shot.
Right.
When we're getting a shot, what's that shot?
So the shot is generally a virus that is either live or killed with particles, and you inject that, and then the patient will develop antibodies to
But it's really a part of whatever the disease is, right?
Exactly.
And they just, take the disease and inject it into you?
Right, but usually it's always an attenuated form of the
disease. Attenuated means?
Less strong.
Okay. So it's a real watered-down version of it.
Exactly. And some of these vaccines are just particles, like the flu vaccine. You don't actually get the flu from the flu vaccine versus like a varicella, a chickenpox vaccine, which is actually the chickenpox virus, but a very mild form of the virus.
Okay.
It's a live virus.
Okay. And once you inject it, then our bodies build whatever it is to fight.
Antibodies.
That's right.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, now we're going back to 10th grade biology, which, by the way, I didn't do very well with, but I do remember that part of it. All right. Is an immunization always for prevention?
Generally, there are some cancer vaccines now, some vaccines that are used to treat cancer, like melanoma, that kind of thing. But for the most part, the vaccines that we're going to talk about are for prevention.
They are.
Right.
Now, what I remember is I started getting vaccinations when I was a child.
Right.
I even have that little mark on my arm, which I know that people 10 years younger than I don't even think have those. But they would give us a vaccine for various diseases. But, you know, I don't even remember hearing much about those diseases since.
Right. That's because the vaccines have been so effective.
Uh-huh.
Nobody gets mumps anymore because of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine.
Right.
For example.
But now what about those of us who have become adults and we didn't get some of those when we were kids? Like, I don't know that I ever got a mumps vaccine.
You know, Tricia, more than likely, if you didn't get the vaccine, then you had a natural infection, and it was probably so mild your mom didn't even recognize it.
Okay.
So you don't really need to worry about getting revaccinated for measles, mumps, rubella right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for some of these things that there are vaccines for, if we're adults and we've never gotten it,
chances are you had the natural infection
and
you've got antibodies.
Okay, and we shouldn't even worry about it. But I do know some of them are things that we were vaccinated for as children. I'm thinking specifically of tetanus. And now, about every 10 years, my doctor says, well, you know what, you're ready for another tetanus shot.
That's right. And you know, the interesting thing is that now we have this tetanus vaccine that also contains pertussis in it. So it's, or whooping cough.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get the tetanus vaccine with pertussis in it and be protected actually against tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis.
All three of them.
Exactly.
That's great. So what would you recommend then?
So Tricia, when you're due for your next tetanus booster in 10 years, ask for the Tdap.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Adacel, it's called.
Adacel.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And the doctor will know what that is.
Oh, sure. And that will protect you against whooping cough as well.
Very good. Now, we recently had Dr. Shaki Badaway here to talk about the HPV vaccine.
Okay.
As adults, do we need to be concerned with that one?
No, it's really not indicated for adults over the age of 26.
Okay.
Yeah. Chances are, if you're over the age of 26, you've already been exposed to HPV, and you already have the infection. The vaccine is actually for prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, so if you've already been exposed to it, it's too late to prevent it then, of course.
Right.
All right. Well, let's move on. Some of these shots are annual. We hear about the flu shots. Now, hopefully this year's flu shot's going to be a little more effective.
I hope we get it right this year.
Yeah, right. And that's something we need to get every year. And recently, as listeners know, I've just had a bout with pneumonia.
Oh, dear.
There's a pneumonia shot. I didn't even know that. Speak to me about that one.
Okay. The pneumonia shot is actually something called the Pneumovax, and it protects you against strep pneumoniae. The vaccine actually protects you from the most serious complications of the disease, including bloodborne bacteremia, it's called, or meningitis from strep pneumoniae. So it's going to protect you a little bit against the pneumonia, but it's really for the more serious complications.
All right. And is it something that somebody my age would get? I'm in my mid-50s.
You know, generally not. We recommend it for adults over the age of 65, unless you have some kind of chronic lung disease or maybe diabetes or something like that.
Nope, I do not. All right. Shingles vaccine. Let's talk quickly about that. Dr. Jennifer Moffitt was here, and she gave us quite a bit of information about it, but let's refresh everyone's memory.
Okay, so the shingles vaccine is a vaccine that's indicated for adults over the age of 60. And this should prevent postherpetic neuralgia, which is a complication from zoster or shingles. It's a very, very painful condition that that you tend to get after you develop zoster.
Okay. But that really comes from something else in childhood, doesn't it?
Right. It comes from chickenpox. You get chickenpox as a kid, and then that virus lays dormant in a nerve for many, many years.
So it never really went away. You weren't really
it
cured from it?
It just lays dormant.
It just stuck around.
Right. Now, the problem with this Zostavax. It's a great vaccine, but we've had some practical problems with it. Generally, the patients who are going to get this are covered by Medicare, and it's covered by Medicare Part D.
Okay.
And so physicians don't tend to stock it because we don't get reimbursed for it, and it's very expensive. It's about $190.
Wow.
So what we do is we give the patients a prescription to go to a pharmacy to buy the vaccine, and then they bring it back to the office.
Really?
Yeah.
So that you're telling me then Medicare covers it, Part D.
Right.
But it's indicated for people over 60.
Right.
So does that mean in that five-year span you basically pay for it yourself?
Or maybe some insurances will cover it.
Some might.
You have to check with your insurance.
Okay, very good. What about... I know that I've heard, we've had a couple of doctors that have talked about their trips overseas and some of the immunizations they needed to get before they went overseas.
Right.
What are some of those? And are those things that, if we're just staying right here in this country, we need to be concerned with?
Well, one of the vaccines is hepatitis A. And hepatitis A is actually quite prevalent in other countries. So most travelers to Central America or even parts of Europe will receive hepatitis A. Hepatitis A, though, is also indicated for people who aren't going to travel, those with chronic liver disease. And then there are other vaccines that you would get depending on where you're traveling.
I see. Okay. Now, what are some of the other immunizations we have not talked about that adults in this country really need to be concerned with, perhaps as they age, or maybe if they have certain circumstances, other diseases?
Okay. Well, there's the chickenpox vaccine. So if you never had chickenpox as a child and you're, let's say, a young adult, you want to get your blood tested for antibodies to see if you're immune to
it. So there is a test for it.
There is. There's a blood test. And if you don't have antibodies to varicella, it's highly recommended that you get immunized.
Varicella meaning chickenpox.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And what others? There are other hepatitis immunizations?
There's a hepatitis B immunization. It's a series of three shots. We're now routinely vaccinating children.
You are.
So, yes.
But not adults.
Only if they request it, if they're in the healthcare profession and they might be exposed to it, or if they have a chronic liver disease and they don't have antibodies to it.
Okay. And are there others? I know you mentioned that the pneumonia immunization was good for somebody perhaps with diabetes. Are there others for, say, someone with diabetes or another disease, heart disease, that they should be watching for?
Well, there is something called the meningococcal vaccine,
which
college students should receive before going to college the freshman year.
And what
year
does that prevent?
That prevents a type of meningitis, a really serious type of meningitis.
Oh, and we do hear about college students living in dorms,
right,
I think in particular, who get that each
year.
So
they should get that shot before they leave for college.
Okay.
And it generally tends to last about 5 years or so.
It does.
Yeah.
But not for older adults necessarily.
Only for those who are going to have their spleen removed.
Oh, okay. All right. Any others?
Any other vaccines?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We talked about hepatitis A and B, pneumococcus, influenza, tetanus, HPV, we've covered just about everything.
Yeah, shingles. We've covered just about all of them, haven't we?
Yeah.
So for our listeners, it's, you know, the middle of the summer now. They need to start thinking about flu shots when?
In October.
Okay.
October, end of October through, I'd say, March or
all
so.
Right. And I know we'll start hearing about them in the news and
so forth.
And because we always do. But that's definitely something we need to be thinking about. Flu shots are indicated for almost everyone now, aren't
exactly.
they?
Exactly. You know, before we were just giving the flu shots to the very young and the very old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody who wants a flu shot can get it.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Deborah Buchan, you've been great. You've clarified. You've helped us understand a little bit better. Thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Thank you, Tricia. My pleasure.
We appreciate it so much. And listeners, we do need to take a break. Please stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.